These two teams have played three games already this year, and they have been three completely different games. First one, December the 12th. Beavers 6-3 winners scored three goals in the span of 54 seconds. Next night, the Beavers couldn't muster anything. Michigan Tech, a 3-0 win. Fast forward to last night. Beavers get just four shots on goal in the first, and somehow have a 1-0 lead after 20 minutes. Tied at one, headed to the third. Beavers scored twice in less than a minute. And Ethan Somoza added an insurance goal. Beavers win 4-1. Two teams with virtually the same lineup, three different games, three completely different outcomes.
I don't know how many games I've coached, maybe 800 as a head coach, another 250 as an assistant coach, I don't know, whatever it is. But I just told the guys this, like, every game has a little bit different personality, a little bit different identity. Like, you forget, like, it's nothing, no game is ever the same. We think that we've coached in every type of game, but there's always little wrinkles, and it's just, that's the sport we play, and we talk about this all the time with our team.
All four goals last night for the Beavers. Goal scorers' goals.
Clean face-off win back for Rosen. Shoots and scores! Just tucked it in the far side corner. Past Pietola, and Bemidji State leads 1-0.
And Sillinger fast enough. Bison wave off again. Then Sillinger goes face-planting into the end glass. Beavers bring it free. Iarullo back for Brad Johnson. He scores!
Brad Johnson from the top of the right circle gives Bemidji State the cushion. They're up 2-1. That play made by Lucas Sillinger to wave off the icing call.
Somoza and Aaron Goetz are tied up their side of the net.
Somoza free scores! Somoza had just gotten untangled with Eric Goetz, and the puck came right to him.
Smolik jumps down the right side wall to play it. Harris feeds it back out top.
Shoots, scores! The captain, Ethan Somoza. What a pass from behind the net by Brendan Harris, and the Beavers go up 4-1.
Beavers outshot 48-24 last night. Even Tech coach Joe Sean didn't know what to tell his team afterwards.
You don't win the game on paper, but we're not going to, what am I going to ask the guys to get 55 shots? You know, to get 60 shots? You know, what are we going to ask them? They're doing a great job giving up very little on one side and generating on the other side. And I'm proud of the performance they put in.
So far, we're 3-for-3 on different games. Will we bat 1,000 and go 4-for-4 on different games? Find out next. Pre-game continues here on the Beaver Radio Network.